Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. Number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Michael Friedson, co-founder of The Media Line, LTD. The Media Line is an American news agency specializing in whatever's going on in the Middle East, in that region, in the Middle East, the Levant region, as it's sometimes called. Michael, and by the way, folks, his co-founder is and his wife, Felice, is usually here. She's not here today. We're going to get her back again another day. We miss her today. Hey, Michael, tell us about the Media Line.
Media Line, like you said, we're an American news agency. We're sitting here in the Middle East. That's our beat. Everything, all things Middle East. And there's such, you also said it very well, that the impact of what happens over here is so significant on the world and certainly the Americans. And if anyone doesn't realize how politics and the people of America are fused at the hip to the people of Israel, you're not watching what's going on. It's an important alliance. There's nothing else like it in the world.
That's right.
And it keeps us real busy.
Well, Israel is our foothold in the region, in a very volatile region that is has quite a bit of evil in it, and evil characters, evil motivations, and Israel is America's foothold. America is the bulwark against evil in the world. As America goes, so goes the stability of planet Earth, and as Israel goes, so goes the strength of that bulwark, in my opinion. And that's the reason why, for not just geopolitical reasons, but also for my faith life, Michael, I don't mind saying that I'm a Zionist. So, Michael, I want to talk about the Abraham Accords. That I talked about earlier in the hour, so appropriately named because it brings together all three of the major religions, but especially Islam and Judaism. We've got agreements, peace agreements with Bahrain and Israel, with the United Arab Emirates and Israel, with Sudan, I think, and Israel, and more to come. And as we talked about earlier, clearly, with the tacit blessing of Saudi Arabia. What do you think? What's going on now?
Well, Saudi Arabia is the big guy on the block here, and it's very important that the Western bloc remain close with them. One of the problems that the Israelis are encountering is that the partners in peace now, I can actually call them that with these agreements, they're hesitating now. There's uncertainty with the new administration in Washington. There's no certainty, although a lot of the administration has gestured in, I guess, in the direction of a nod that these things will continue. It's questionable how they'll continue and what exactly will be.
Well, there is a history of the Biden connection with a more favorable attitude towards Israel, which is the evilness the Iranian leadership is part of the evil in the region, and whatever we do to encourage that is dangerous, and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. It's extremely dangerous. And look at the Iranians are masters of the proxy. They have people fight for them all over the place and cause all kinds of havoc and trouble. And right now we're focused on the Houthis, the Shiite group in Yemen that displaced the legitimate government that controls 2/3 of the country, that were on the terrorist list under the Trump administration.
Right.
And nobody blinked because it was such an obvious thing. The region is very, very concerned that they've been taken off the list by the Biden administration.
Wow. Have they been taken off the list?
Oh, yes. They're off the list.
Wow.
And it's reached such absurd proportions because since they've been taken off the list, there hasn't been a day, barely a day, that there haven't been rockets and drone attacks on civilian areas on both sides of the Saudi-Yemenis border.
Folks, the plot thickens on why we should be paying more attention to what's happening in this region.
This week, in a briefing at the State Department, the briefer was asked, what about the business with the Houthis? What do you do? Do you have a plan to stop them? And the answer was, and I'm quoting, "We will routinely call on the Houthis to seize this moment and come to the table to diplomacy."
Who said that?
That's the deputy briefer at the State Department.
The United States State Department. Say that again. He said what? Say it again.
She said, "We will routinely call on the Houthis to seize this moment and come to the table to diplomacy."
Right.
That's the plan.
Which was the plan with the Palestinians before, right? Which never worked.
Yeah, well, it's pretty frightening. And the reason
the Abraham Accords have worked is because the principals in these other countries have been dealing directly with Israel without the Palestinians being at the table, which never made any progress. It's going to be the same with the Houthis, isn't it?
Yeah, well, don't forget it was the predominantly Sunni Muslim population of the Middle East that took the control of this one and said to the Palestinians, you know, you can either be with it, we'd love to have you with us, but we're not going to be held back because you're not with us.
Right. Hey, Michael, good report. And I know we don't have any resolution right now, but we're talking about the implications of what's been going on. Will you come back soon?
Anytime.
Give us the website quickly, please.
TheMediaLine.org.
TheMediaLine.org, an American news agency in the Middle East. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.